Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
For the final time on The Rush Hour with MG and Liam, we welcome in the glue that holds the Triple M NRL family together from News Corp, Brent Reed. Hello, Reedy.
It's a very sad glue today. Very useful glue.
I tell you what, for a sad glue, but today, what a day for the glue to be telling us.
A very melancholy glue. Last one, we might as well throw it in there.
Let's go.
I know. We said it was going to be wild.
You said it was, and we didn't kind of believe it. Now it's here. Bring it on.
It's just, well, it's all happening as we talk now. The Reed Marnie situation's just unfolding, and the news there is obviously that Reed Marnie has left will leave Parramatta at the end of next season. He'll go to Canterbury on a lucrative long-term deal, and it's a huge buy to Parramatta. I mean, you know, we've talked about the Parramatta situation now for months, the players they had coming off contract, their ability to hold on to those guys. You know, they've now lost a hooker. And in the game at the moment, you know, hookers are prize commodity.
Yeah.
And we can see that in the way clubs have chased Reed Marnie, we see the Brandon Smith situation at the moment, where he's basically touring the east coast of Australia because so many clubs want a piece of him. You cannot afford to lose your hooker in the current market, and Parramatta have lost there. So, look, it's a huge development. He is he's a Canterbury guy. When he moved from Queensland to Sydney, he originally was at Canterbury. They let him go. They could have signed him for $1,500, Reed Marnie. Well, they could have kept him for $1,500. Well, now they've had to prize him out of Parramatta, and they've paid a lot more than $1,500. So it's huge for Canterbury.
Two things in this. Whatever they had on that Chinese meal that night must be worth it. And secondly, Parramatta, what have you done?
Well,
near Cora, like 600 grand a year. That's in the ballpark for Reed Marnie. And that's why wouldn't you? Look, near Cora gone. Papali'i gone. We don't know what's happening to Junior Paulo. The only two they've signed.
The Dolphins are red hot for Junior Paulo, and very keen on trying to get him. My mail was he'd stay, but you know, maybe now as he sees everyone leaving, maybe he'll have second thoughts about it.
What's Brett Arthur thinking?
Well, I would have thought he'd be furious. Now, the good news is, I mean, they can look at hookers in the marketplace. I mean, this could have ramifications for Upi Korosau or Penrith. I mean, you know, there's been talk that he may be he is on the market in 2023, Upi Korosau, but maybe now his value goes through the roof. Do Parramatta have a look at Brandon Smith now? I mean, that is an option. You know, he's in Sydney right now. He played golf with Jared Rhea Hargroves, Mitch Orbison, and Jake Friend yesterday on the North Shore of Sydney. So do they enter the Brandon Smith race, which is already congested? I mean, they're going to have to sit back, take stock and work out where they go, because they've got money to spend. They've missed out on these guys. They've got plenty of money up their sleeve. And look, you need a number nine now. It's almost, you know, fullback, half nine. They're the most important positions in your football team. If you don't have a hooker, forget about winning a comp. It ain't happening. So they need to find one.
So it looks like Luke Thompson, Corey Allen, Nick Kotrick, and maybe Kyle Flanagan could be on the outer for the Doggies. But it's our last time we're going to cross to you as the Rush Hour. Mm. Who does Brandon Smith sign for, Reedy?
My gut feel was a shootout between the Dolphins and the Roosters. I think the Roosters. I know the Dolphins are very confident, but geez, when you sit down with Robbo and Nick Politis, it's hard to say no. So
I'm with you. I'm with you.
If I'm leaning away, that's the way I lean. I mean, you mentioned Canterbury. I did a sort of a dive into their salary cap today and the implications of Reed Marnie if they landed him. Well, they've now landed him. And it's going to be a fire sale at that place because they, you know, the Reed Marnie, they signed him for 2023. And look at the guys they've got on already signed.
I'm reading your column as we speak. That's where I got the information from.
It's actually impossible for them to sign a top 30 squad because even if they sign seven blokes at minimum wage, they're still over the cap.
Well, you know who loves a fire sale?
Yeah, Gus Gould.
Anthony Griffin.
Yes.
Hook Griffin and the money ball.
Yeah, but can Canterbury afford to pay them half of their salary and then send them to another club? That's the thing.
Well, we'll wait and see. Hey, quickly, the other player we need to talk about, we're going to, MG, I want to get you a bit more of a deep dive on him very shortly.
Yep.
Luciano Leilua wanted to move, asked for an immediate release, but we now know he signed a 3-year deal to join the Cowboys from 2023.
And as I understand it, the Cowboys have offered a player as a swap, and the Tigers have rejected that initial offer. I think this will bubble along and simmer along. I think what's the key here is Todd Payton, the Cowboys coach, has a good relationship with Tim Sheens and Warren McDonald.
Yep.
They've been at the Tigers together in the past. And, you know, if Luciano's desperate to get out, I think they'll find a way to make it happen. And perhaps there's a player swap in the cards there. So you've got to stay tuned on that one. But I think Leilua will probably be at the Cowboys as soon as next year.
I'd like to see Cohen Hess swap with him.
Ooh, I was going to ask, Cohen, who's a player
Cohen,
you'd
Cohen
like
Hess to... is just treading water in North Queensland. Come to the Big Smoke and let's go.
Well, they just re-signed Cohen Hess. I mean, that'd be an interesting one. You know, so, look, there's a couple of young back rowers there. They played at the end of last year. Hemi Luki and Nane, I think it is, two young guys who are coming through the system. And those two guys, there's so many clubs after them at the moment. I'm told that the Tigers are among the clubs chasing them. But it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out.
Or maybe the Cowboys give up one of the 17 halfbacks they've got on their list.
They're going to have front rowers who in number seven jerseys.
Luke, are you suggesting Luke Brooks is leaving?
That's what you said off air to us.
I'm just saying the pieces are starting to shuffle around nicely. Hey, that is as good a read his mail as you like.
Well, you know what? It's fitting that it's our last time we cross to the great man. And
oh, man, it's been a journey, boys.
Yeah, you've been awesome to us, brother. In all sincerity, I've loved working. Loved working with you. We're going to miss you, but we won't say goodbye because we'll catch up in another forum. But well done.
The Reedy's,
you boys have killed it.
The Reedy's Mail segment is now up for grabs. It is now available to the highest bidder on the Triple M.
It's good news
for you, Reedy.
I want it for breakfast. I want it for breakfast radio. That's what I want it for. There you go.
You're the Isaiah Papali'i of the Triple M network right now. So we're going to see if we can't get you a nice, big, fat, juicy
Can
deal
I be
for
the
next
Brandon
year.
Smith?
Yeah. Okay.
Settle down, mate. Okay. Reedy, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you as part of this show for the last 4 years. You'll be with us next year as well. Still the glue that holds the Triple M NRL family together. Enjoy your break. And we'll see you in 2022.
Thanks, boys. Great job.
Go on, Reedy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.